Conference Committee on Senate Bill 125, the Be Engrossed version. And members, as you recall, we met yesterday and adjourned because we were not able to take any action that would affect this bill. And we do have a number of amendments to consider, B11 through 16, it looks like. And
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Actually, the dash B17s are the only amendments that I think we're going to...
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I have had other amendments drafted, and I would appreciate a vote on one of the amendments to because I feel so very strongly to exempt Ms. Atterbury from the back taxes. And then we are also prepared with another amendment that would represent a compromise. That's agreeable with you.
Okay, so that would be okay to proceed that way.
Sure, we can.
Okay, well, let's consider first, anyway, the amendment to Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm in a busy day.
Yeah,
I believe, if I can ask Dexter here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I can go through these. Yeah, I can go through these.
Okay.
I gave you a brief description here as well as a short revenue impact. And if you really only want to deal with the issue with one taxpayer in Multnomah County, what you have before you is a B13 and a B17. But you also have to consider that you have a B11 in front of you, which is a conflict amendment, and this needs to be passed with whichever other amendments you choose to have, because this bill is in conflict with Senate Bill 246, and so that is the B11 that is having no change in any of the revenue impacts, any other policy issues. It's just trying to make those conflict amendments that are needed by legislative council. Now, with your B13, which you currently have there, is
it... While we're going through these, what does B12 do, just for information for the people?
B12 is changing the number of years that the property tax rule can be corrected for the omitted property or clerical errors on real property accounts from 5 years to 3 years. This is a basic change. There will be no apply in the future, effective on or after the implementation date of this act. It would not be retroactive. Then with B13, what we're doing there is allowing one taxpayer in Multnomah County to have all the additional taxes as well as interest waived for 5 years of the tax rule corrections. That amounts to a revenue impact of roughly $7,072. Currently, the B in gross allows only the interest, and that's roughly $1,556. Now, with the B14, what we're doing there is that this was allowing the Board of Property Tax Appeals to consider an application from a taxpayer who is paying 3 or more years of additional taxes and interest due to the submitted property or clerical errors on real property. So any errors that the Board of Property Tax Appeals found to be a result of a mistake by the county assessor or tax collector, then the Board of Property Tax Appeals could refund any additional amount of those taxes beyond 3 years. This is effective on or after the date of this 1999 Act, so it would not be retroactive. Then you go on to B15, and this is the same as the B12 in the sense of changing the number of years of corrections on the property taxes from 5 to 3, but then it's adding in a retroactive section. So counties would have to refund real property tax accounts which were charged with 3 or more years of tax roll corrections between January 1st, 1998 and the effective date of this act. Now, this revenue impact, for some counties, it's very hard to actually distinguish it, but Multnomah County did a pretty good survey of all their counts that they've been changing, rule corrections they've made between January 1st and about February of this year. And just in Multnomah County alone, this would result in a reduction of about $41,000 for one county. So this is making the amendment B-12 retroactive, is what B-15 is doing.
Okay.
And then finally with B-16, what this is doing is taking B-14 with this idea of having the Board of Property Tax Appeal consider whether or not they want to reduce the amount of additional taxes and interest that are beyond 3 years. This makes that dash B14 retroactive. So it would be that you could consider property tax appeals and corrections that were made on the rolls by counties between January 1st, 1998 and before February 7th of 2000. So again, this would increase the revenue impact and the reduction in local dollars because the county board would have more time period in the past in which they can make these corrections. And then finally, with the B17, what you're doing with that is that this is allowing a portion, that county portion of the additional taxes that is attributable to the property to be waived. Okay, and from talking with Multnomah County, that would roughly be about $4 per $1,000 of assessed value. It'd probably be about 25% of the total $7,000 that we have for this particular taxpayer in Multnomah County. So it'd be a few $1,000.
Thank
you. The waiver of the county share, that's in addition to the relief from the interest that the bill already gives.
Yep, that's correct. And the interest is about $1,556, and you'd add on a couple more thousand due to those taxes from the county portion.
And the $7,000 includes the interest that would be
deducted.
Okay, so Senator, do you want to get an amendment in front of us for discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would move the dash B13 amendment.
Senator Burdick moves the dash B13 amendments to Senate Bill 125 to amend. Yes, Senate Bill 125B. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just to discuss the motion, this bill passed unanimously in the Senate with this particular tax relief for this particular taxpayer attached. During the floor discussion, it was noted, and during the hearing, it was noted that this was a county error, so the Senate felt that it was not at all inappropriate to give an exemption from the taxes. So that is the spirit in which this amendment is offered.
Okay. Further discussion? Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be opposing the B13s. I think it's very inequitable to other taxpayers in the county who were paying their taxes. The fact that the county made a mistake doesn't mean that the taxpayer should be able to walk away from her taxes. So I, as a matter of fairness, I will be opposing the B13.
Okay, thank you. I'd like comments from each one of the members. Representative Rasmussen?
I'll be strongly supporting the B13s. I do think it is the fairest thing to be done here in this particular case. This is a woman who is working on her own, and to be thrown into this place through not a lot of errors on the county's part. I'm glad that we're able to bring some resolution to her.
Representative Stolbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The B13 takes us back to the original Senate bill, as Senator Burdick referenced, and as I expressed yesterday, it was the feeling of the House Revenue Committee, as well as the entire House, that the taxes should be paid, but without any sort of penalty or without it creating an undue hardship on the taxpayer. So I'll be opposing the amendments because I do believe that the taxes should be paid, notwithstanding the fact that it was a county mistake, but that there should be accommodations made for the taxes to be paid in a manner that is something that the taxpayer can handle, and that I believe we accomplished that in the being gross version of the bill.
Thank you, Senator Wiles.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday, when we discussed this bill, Representative Witt brought up the example of someone making a single payment but having underpaid, whether it be through a mistake of their own or a mistake in terms of an invoice or something else, and being legally responsible. Well, that's true, and the courts have upheld that. However, that is a single time that it happens. However, there is also a legal theory based on something called course of performance, which is if you accept that payment, but it is a repetitive payment and you continue to accept, and in this case require that a lower payment be made, it does modify the contract between the obligor and the obligee. And in my opinion, that is what has taken place here. Over a period of an extended period of time, the person came to rely on that as being a reasonable interpretation of what was to be owed. And so they made decisions in their life based upon that obligation. And in my opinion, the county has waived their right to collect those taxes. And I feel quite strongly about that, and so I will be happy to support the B-13 amendment.
Fine. Senator Burdick, do you have further comments?
No, Mr. Chairman. It's time for vote.
Okay. Motion is to amend Senate Bill 125 with the dash B-13 amendments. Are those in favor? Will answer aye. Is their names called? Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Rasmussen?
Aye.
Representative Grant?
No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Weil?
Aye.
Chair Strobeck?
No.
Chair Herzog?
Aye. Motion has failed.
Chairman?
Senator Burdick?
I would move the dash B-17 amendments to Senate Bill 125.
Senator Burdick has moved the dash B-17 amendments to Senate Bill 125. Staff, take us through that again, what that does.
With the B-13, what you're doing is allowing just that portion. B-17 is allowing you to just have the additional taxes that are attributable to the county be waived. And again, the B in gross still allows the interest to be waived, but then also and this additional county tax will be waived, which is a couple thousand dollars on this particular account. Then the remaining taxes would be placed on the following year's tax roll in the year 2000. And then they could still be deferred like the B in gross allows.
Okay, further discussion?
Chairman?
Representative Strobeck.
Question to Elizabeth. The remaining taxes that are placed on the roll would not be, they would follow the same provision as the B and gross version of the bill. In other words, they would not become due under mandatory circumstances except when the property is sold. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And foreclosure and all right. That.
And that's a good point. The foreclosure notice that has been issued would be invalidated.
That's right.
The passage of this bill. Mr. Chairman, I think this is a reasonable compromise. I still support the principle that the taxpayer should pay the taxes as everyone else does, but recognizing the spirit of negotiation and the fact that the county has agreed that since it was their mistake, in light of what Senator Wild just said, the county taxes will be zeroed out here, but the remaining taxes on schools, community college, special districts, et cetera, will remain to be paid at the convenience of the taxpayer and without penalty. I think that's a very good solution.
Thank you. Representative Witt, would you give your comments, please?
And Mr. Chairman, I think it's certainly a big improvement over the B-13s. I'm still opposed in principle. It's not the county that gets hurt when the taxes aren't paid. It's the people who live in the county. And even though the county has an error of omission and made an error here, I don't think it justifies waiving these taxes that are due to the county and to the benefit of the people who live in the county.
Any Representative Rasmussen?
Got to say, I'm somewhat amused by our concern for all of the other taxpayers, and we spoke so. We spent a lot of time looking at various tax cuts of far larger amounts, but be that as it may, if this is the best solution that is possible for Laura Atterbury, then I'm willing to move it forward. I would prefer this solution over no solution, which would indeed throw her into full and complete foreclosure. But I don't know. I look at that $7,000 hit versus a number of the other things we've managed to vote for and out of the revenue committees. continue to be bemused by these priorities.
Okay, thank you, Senator Wilde.
Satisfied with them, and I'll go ahead.
Senator Burdick, any other further comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to commend Multnomah County. Their attitude toward this whole thing has been very positive all the way along. They did not oppose the original version of Senate Bill 125, and they came forward with this proactive solution to, you know, to a possible deadlock. So I think they've acted very, very well on this, and I want to commend them.
Thank you. Any other comments, discussion? Okay, the motion will be, then, that I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated April 16th and that the bill be further amended by the dash B-11, that was the conflict amendment, and the dash...
You think you first said have some motion to bring in
the B-17 right now.
There's a motion on the table for
B-17. Okay, no, we can do B-17 in the table.
Sure.
Okay. The way you had the script written here. Okay, the motion is to adopt the B-17 amendments to Senate Bill 125, and the clerk will call a roll. Those are in favor will answer aye. Their name is called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call a roll.
Representative
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Representative Ware.
No.
Senator Burdick.
Aye.
Senator
Wilde?
Aye.
Senator
Strobeck? Aye. Senator Harrison? Aye. Motion is passed. The chair moves that the Senate Conference Committee, or the Conference Committee, the Senate concur. I don't need the Senate concur. Yeah, oh, we're just going to
deal with the 11.
Yeah, it moves the blue out of my script.
The -B11 amendment.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Senator Burdick moves the -B11 amendments to Senate Bill 125. Those in favor? Answer. These are the conflict amendments. We'll answer aye. The name is called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Rasmussen.
Aye.
Representative Webb.
Aye.
Senator Burdick. Aye. Senator Wilde.
Aye.
Senator Strobeck.
Aye.
Senator Harrison.
Aye. Motion is passed.
Mr. Chairman, I think the only reason that that your language is that particular way, and I just want to make sure that it's clear that the amendments and the bill that we're moving forward is the B engrossed version.
Yes. The two amendments, the 11 and 17, are amending the B and Gross version.
As long as we're clear on that, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, and so, let's see, this will have to go to the House and the Senate floor.
Close to both, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. And let's see, we don't need a motion.
We need to vote on the bill.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do need to vote on the bill.
We have to, the Senate has to accept the B version.
Yeah, and so I guess it can be an all-including that the conference committee moves the
You can use
amendment.
Yeah.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated April 16th and that the bill be further amended by the dash 11 and dash 17
and
amendments. And repass. Is there a discussion there? The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Rasmussen?
Aye.
Representative Graham?
No.
Senator Burdick? Aye. Senator Wilde?
Aye.
Chair Strobeck?
Aye.
Chair Hardson?
Aye. Motion is passed, and would you like to carry the bill in the House side? Representative Strobeck and Senator Burdick will carry the bill on the floor of the Senate. Any other business come before this conference committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like Representative Rasmussen, in her constituency, she introduced the bill, I believe.
No, Senate bill.
I don't know. Do you want to carry the bill?
Whatever. I'm happy you can carry it. I can carry it.
So you'll carry it. Yeah. Okay, further business come before this conference committee? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
There you go, Stan.
How come on the other
two of them are signed.
Two are signed.